at this point now, everybody is up in arms over this 5% nation chain that Jay-Z was wearing at the Barclays Center.
Yes, the universal flag.
Yes, the universal flag. He actually wore that chain when he came on The Breakfast Club during an interview, and Charlamagne asked him about it. Here's what he said.
Now, you know, if you walk around with that chain all day, people are going to be asking you, what's the science? What's today's mathematics?
Yeah. All day long. By the way, this isn't even my chain. I stole it from somebody. Yeah, I'll tell y'all who got off camera.
Uh-oh.
You stealing chains now? Is it a world star?
Not really stealing.
Does it mean anything to you, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't like the conversation either. It's like, I call myself the God because I feel like it sometimes. I study a little lessons, but I'm not into all, you know.
Religion is like a personal computer, you know. You let people in if you want to.
Guess he didn't want to. But according to a representative from the 5% Nation, he said it was always understood that you don't wear the regalia if you don't totally subscribe to the life. And he said Jay-Z is not an active member. No one has vouched for him.
Well, I mean, the universal flag represents the sun, moon, and stars, or the universal family, man, woman, and child. And a unified family is the vital building block of any nation of people. So maybe that's what Ho feels. Maybe that's what he's representing, the unified family.
Mm. You were a 5%er at one point.
Yes, I was.
Okay. What's today's mathematics?
Build to destroy. The build is to add onto your life positively, step by step, to destroy, to tear down everything that's negative within your cipher. But I agree with Hov. You don't have to let anybody know about your religion or what you believe if you don't want to. Your relationship with your higher power is exactly that. Your relationship with your higher power. Yes, it's great when people testify and talk about what they believe in because it inspires others, but it's truly nobody's business but you and your gods.